Did you know there's an online cannabis company that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to create gummies, baked goods, and flower for whatever type of buzz you'd want. I'm talking about Mood.com. They have an incredible line of cannabis gummies, and you get 20% off your first order at Mood.com with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. This isn't some rinky-dink discount of 5 or 10%. This is 20% off your first order. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. My favorite are the Sleepy Time Advanced gummies. That's right, those are for sleepy time. You know when you just can't fall asleep? Take these and they'll put you right in the mood. Beyond gummies, Mood also has a selection of flower, pre-rolls, bakery treats, and beverages. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much everywhere these days. But Mood's functional gummies combine premium, federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. And everything ships discreetly right to your door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with promo code SPECIALISTS with an S on the end. So head to Mood.com, find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for, and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. And don't forget to use promo code SPECIALISTS when you check out to save 20% on your first order. Try it today at mood.com.
Survivor Specialist Phil and Blake are back, and welcome to another episode of Everything You Need to Know About. Today we're talking Joe Hunter. We are going to be talking about him from Survivor 48, third place finisher, whose birthday is actually Friday, June 13th. I don't know if we're putting
holy
this
crap,
or not, but he'll be playing. He turns 46 on Survivor or in Ponderosa, one or the other, right?
He gets birthday immunity, hopefully.
Blake, how confident are you that Joe is going to go very deep on this season?
If I had to pick one winner pick, I would say 97% of the time, Joe is going to win this season. The other people, even Riz, best watch out because there's no way he loses twice, right?
No way. So Joe won 4 individual immunity challenges on his season, had 2 shots to break the record, which I think is something that people need to like really consider going into this season, because Joe won 4 individual immunity challenges with the style of challenge that I'm kind of expecting to be on this season. So like when you go back and you look, Colby won 5, Ozzy won 5. Yes, they're both on this season. Chrissy won 4, but the challenges have changed significantly in the new era, and then even just for what 48 was compared to some of the other new era seasons. So
plus Joe was doing all that against Mitch. Like
he was doing it against David though. Oh, and Kyle. Come on, Blake. Come on. And Camilla won.
Mitch is a crazy challenge performer. It just didn't translate to
it. Just seems like anything you say about Mitch is going to be sarcastic because he went to A&M and you just can't help yourself.
What are you talking about?
Here we go. But at least Mitch is getting name dropped in the Joe episode. So here's my thing with Joe. To me, he's almost the favorite in all the immunity challenges at this point. Because if you think about it, team wise, his tribe lost 1 challenge in the team portion of the game.
And that's when Thomas went home.
It was when Thomas went home
because they didn't have like cohesive and
they didn't put Camilla on the puzzle.
They didn't have fire, so they were hungry or something. Yeah.
But another thing that I think is really important here, there were 5 immunity challenges in the pre-merge. His tribe won 3 of them. So it wasn't like they were a consistent second place. Yes, they had 2 where they were second place and 1 where they were last, but 50% of the challenges they won. And so, look, it's a different team. Eva was there, Star's an athlete. You know, you had Thomas and Shaheen on the puzzle. Bianca was doing her thing. But for me, if this is going to be similar in style to what 48 was, if 50 is, I want to be on Joe's tribe to start. And if I get to the merge with Joe and I'm a big physical guy, I kind of want Joe to take the bullets early so that then when we get to around 8 or 9, everybody says, we got to get Joe out of this game. We can't let him go again. But then another part is he's third place losing finalist. There's only two of those on this season that are third place losing finalists. Obviously, Jenna was third, but she didn't make it to the finals. Angelina and Joe. Do you think that in people's heads, it's going to be Joe can't win, so I don't really care if he wins all these immunities? Or do you think people understand that this was very season specific? And if you let Joe run the game and walk to the end like he did in 48, there actually is a chance he could win because now he can learn from what was ultimately why he lost in 48. And he's not sitting next to Eva, who he doesn't want to go at. What do you think about this?
I think this is going to be a little bit crazy, but I'm taking the other side of this. I think he's going to be a huge target.
Really?
And I think, thank you, Joe, for getting us through the first couple challenge. Like, there's too many people from 48. There's too much recency. There's too much, okay, how could we break down new era? We can't let the newest era people. I'm not saying if it's a vote between Jonathan and Joe, who would go home for? I think it would be Joe. Mm-hmm. And they're like, that's all we've talked about so far is Jonathan and Joe. But my thought process is I do not expect Joe to make the merge. I expect everything he excelled at in a first person season or everybody's a newbie is going to backfire him on an all-star season. I think there is a lot of like, I'm going to trust you wholeheartedly. I'm not interested in that. Mm-hmm. I'm interested in people that are going to be as ruthless as me. Then we'll know each other are coming at each other at final six, but I don't want to sit next to somebody that maybe could be more likable. And like, I'm going to do all the blood work and you're going to get all the diagnosis at the end. Like, that's not how this works, bud. And I don't know why I'm talking so condescendingly, but I think it is
because Joe, he broke your heart. That's why
Joe had a really good first season cast to work with for what he was selling. And I don't think they cast it that way. I think it worked out pretty organically for him. But if Kyle, Camilla, and Joe all get targeted, who's going to be the one who doesn't have the ability to get out of it? Mm-hmm. Kyle's going to get out of it.
You think so, even as a winner?
I think, well, there's that layer that I kind of forgot about for a split second. But like, who's going to, I don't think Joe's going to go look for an idol for 8 hours. I think Kyle is. I think Camilla can lie to you and you never saw it coming. I don't think Joe can lie to you and you never saw it coming. But this is a little negative for his positive thing. So what I'm trying to say is, Joe, what do we know about Joe? Joe is very loyal. Joe is very... I am a 45-year-old, so how old are you? Am I your older brother? Am I your dad? There's not a lot of people that are going to look to him as a father figure in this cast because everyone is basically 30 or older.
What's actually really crazy, and I'm trying to get the exact number here because I don't have it in front of me, I think that he is like the 9th or 10th oldest person on this season.
So some people are going to look at him as like my little brother, like that. That's not a good.
Isn't that crazy though? Like, and I think that's where what's fascinating about this is when we watched Colby play, even the last time he was 30 something years old, you watch Colby play and it's, oh, he's the young physical kind of guy, even though in Heroes Villains, he wasn't nearly as physical, but that's what he is. But now you're going to watch him and he's older than Joe, but we just watched Joe play and Joe was the protector, right? He was the father figure. He was the one that people really looked to for guidance and just support. And, you know, Kyle would talk about, we shared things on the season that I'm not going to tell anybody else. And now he's going to come out there. He's only 2 years older than Ozzy. like think about that for a second. Joe is 2 years older than Ozzy. He's younger than Chrissy. He's younger than Mike White. He's younger than Suri. He's younger than Colby.
Here's the positive thing.
Same age as Stephanie. So I just
here's the positive thing. I'm going to take that from you then. It's not going to be, did Joe lose everything in a year? Mm-hmm. For some of these other people, it's been a while since they played. So Joe, I think, is going to be as advertised instead of these fish were, I bought these fish, but they went bad. And like Ozzy and Colby, when they don't perform in the challenge and you only have them in your alliance because they're good at challenges, you're going to be like, what the hell, dude?
Yeah.
But I think Joe is, like you said, I did this last year. All of this stuff I'm used to because it's the, they're going to just paint the same freaking challenge teal. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go, oh, I did this one last year and we won. Here's what I did. It's, and you don't have to think about, he knows who to sit out. He knows how to whatever. Maybe they do. That's what's also crazy is there's going to be, I guess not more challenges. They're just doing more eliminations. But it's going to be like, how do these 6-person challenges that we've been doing for the last, 5 years? How do we add a 7th and an 8th person to these challenges?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And maybe that's,
I mean, they're only doing that probably for two episodes, right?
Yeah. As I breathe into the mic, sorry about that. It is something where it's like, oh, then it's not going to be a transition to a puzzle. There's going to be two of our people at the puzzle already, and maybe that's how someone like Suri gets through. This is Joe's episode, though. So, what was Joe really good at? Joe is, I built an unbreakable alliance, and we made it to the final three with my Joe made it with his number one and his number two. Because I don't know when Kyle became that close.
Shaheen was kind of in that spot, maybe, but it was definitely between Shaheen and Kyle for his two or three.
Right. So I think that's something where he could sell that to people. The last time I did this, the people I shook hands with on day one of meeting them, whether it was he voted out Kyle, tried to or whatever. So this is a lie. So it is like how many people
but he paid did attention? But he was with the California girls, right? He was trying to play with the California girls. That was his alliance. So of course he's going to try to get Kyle out.
He didn't even really do this with Eva too. So you're like, I think what's interesting is how many of these older people watched 48.
I think and all of it, them once they knew they were coming.
That's rough then. I do think it reverts back to, hey, Joe, you're pretty great. How did our first conversation go? And like, there's not much Joe's water. There's not much oil in this cast. So I think he'll be fine, but I think it will be kind of like the people who are losing to Joe in tribals, just like the people who are losing to Jonathan in tribals are going to be salty when they swap together. Or like, I've been absolutely getting my ass kicked by this person for 2 weeks. I want to vote them out when merge happens. Let's get them first.
Yeah.
Is, I think, an all-stars mentality that is going to backfire on these strong dudes. But like, how does Joe make it to the end? The same way he did it the first time. Does he find a strong, like, let's take, hey, I'm Joe. I've been working with these two people. Hey, you're someone else. You've been working with one person, and then we'll add a third person from the third tribe. This is our five. All we have to do is vote the most annoying people. Rizgod has been absolutely like singing songs. He's driving us crazy. Let's vote out Rizgod, and we'll have a majority, 5 out of 10. Well, that's not how the majorities work, but I was very high on Joe. I thought he was really good. He kind of has some Rupert in him of whenever somebody voted against him, he was pretty angry about it. Mm-hmm. And I don't think that's Rupert hasn't done extremely well on all-star seasons, but he got 4th and 5th. Oh, wait, is he the new Rupert? Could he fit into that layer?
If you eliminate blood versus water, Rupert's average placement is 6th place.
Right. So that was kind of an unlocking thought for me of,
I think what Blake has realized, sorry, Blake, to interrupt, but I know you're on one of your
Joe's going to win.
I think you just realized that early on, you're like, I'm going to go the different route here. And I'm going to say Joe's going to go out early. This is actually a really good cast for Joe. And if they all just watched him play, as I think everybody from the old era did, they're all sitting down and watching this guy going, I could work with him easily. He's predictable. I like that. This is a guy who, if he shakes my hand and looks me in the eye, he's going to do what I say. He could be easily manipulated by my enemies, but he also probably learns from that, right? Like Joe learned a lot from Kyle and Camilla and what he saw them do on TV afterwards. So I think that Joe going out there to play this game.
23 people though.
I think the one thing that could hurt him is the people that he would get along best with probably aren't going to be on his tribe to start. So it's going to be a matter of, are there enough people? Like, he's not going to be on a tribe with Jonathan, and Jonathan and him would get along great. I don't know if he's going to be on a tribe with Colby, and him and Colby would get along great. I don't know if he'll be on a tribe with Ozzy, and him and Ozzy will get along great. I think he's going to get along really well with Chrissy Hoffbeck. I think he'll get along very well with Stephanie LaRosa.
Yeah, I was going to say Stephanie.
There's a lot of people, but how many of those will he be on a starting tribe with? Four of those people. That's the question.
Right. And like, let me do a disaster tribe for him. Ready? If he's on a tribe with Emily Flippin, Tiffany, Riz God, Charlie, and Christian, it's like, Oh, I just lost. Like, yeah. I think what's crazy.
He gets on a tribe with Coach, though? Golden.
Him and Coach.
Yeah.
I think it is something where Coach is the one that's elevating everyone, not. I can't wait for people to meet Joe and have a conversation with Joe. All of it. It's all the opposite of like Coach is going to do the heavy lifting. If anybody's like, why is Coach on this season? Every single thought process I've seen on Twitter is like Coach is talking to Emily and she's freaking out. It's like Coach is the intangible here. It's Joe's episode. So Joe, the thought process for Joe is he going to win? Was something else that was kind of compelling. Is Joe going to learn anything from last season? Maybe that's a layer where we've seen from other people that have played this. And when Stephanie LaRosa came back, she got second place because she got eighth the time before or seventh. So what does Joe need to learn to do better? And I think it is, I think he's going to go, I don't need to learn that much because I almost won.
Yeah,
but I do think there is a large portion of like, how do you get yourself to with a winner's chance? Like a lot of people can get third place. I could get third place on Survivor, but I think when people try to win Survivor is when they get voted out at nine,
when they get eight,
seven.
Yeah.
And a lot of people could get third place. And maybe that's the mentality that Joe will still have of like, how did somebody get third place two times in a row? It happened to almost Russell. Like, who's going to
Amanda?
Almost Amanda. Like, maybe that happens again to.
And Joe. So here's a question I have for you. And then, you know, I want to throw out a couple more statistics about Joe, but I want to ask you this. If Amanda was on this season, would you say Amanda had a chance to win? Quick answer.
Sure. Yes. And what's Amanda's funny amazing. Is that, Amanda's yeah, amazing.
And I feel like people are writing off Joe, even though Joe and Amanda are in a similar position, right? Joe is the fourth survivor ever to receive a vote at Final Tribal and get third. Amanda, Missy, Ryan. Those are the only three other people who have done that. So wait,
what about Missy?
She got a vote at Final Tribal, but got third place. So there's only four people who have done that, and Joe is one of them. And Amanda is another one. And when Amanda came back for Fans vs. Favorites, everybody was like, well, she could do really well if she's not there with Todd and Courtney, but she very stupidly aligned with Sari and Parvati, which was a second place game. You can't win against Parvati and Sari at the end. So can Joe now take a little bit more control now that he doesn't have Eva in this game? Because he's not going to have somebody who is so blindly trusting of him that he is so blindly trusting on this season. It's just not going to happen. And I actually think it's going to improve his game. His placement may be worse, right? He could go the Sierra Dawn Thomas route when she came back for Game Changers, where she plays an infinitely better game, but finishes so much worse in terms of placement. That could be Joe here. And so Joe won. I just want to throw this out there before I turn it back over to you. Joe won 11 of 19 challenges on his season. 11.
Looks like there's room for improvement, Joe.
But still, and then he got not one impressed the entire season. So there you go.
I think Joe could have won a season in the first 10 seasons of this game. I think Joe could have gotten a couple wins in the 10, 11 through 20s. I don't think Joe can win Modern Survivor based on what I know about Joe. I think he is a Mike Turner. He literally is a Joe. Literally, it's Mike Turner. What's his upside? A couple more people like his Final Tribal this time. But I don't know why I'm doubting him, but like everything I liked about
likable, he would get vote. He can get votes though against anybody.
I just don't think he can final. The final tribal he had was the turning point for me of like, go Joe, go. You got this. This is clearly a winner. And then he did not have the sauce for final tribal. And it's not that he wasn't mad after he lost, but there wasn't a like at no point. I didn't even really watch it, but I don't think at any point he was like, well, now that I thought about it a little harder about this, and everyone goes, oh, you should have said that earlier. That's such a good point. There was nothing like that. Kyle beat him.
The one thing that I'm going to say about Joe here is, though, and when I did the exit interview with him, this is what he said. He's like, I'm a competitive guy. So when I lost, I'm sitting there trying to think, like, why did I lose? What did I do wrong that I could change? And I think for a whole year, Joe has thought about that very deeply. And I'm sure he's had conversations with his castmates who didn't know he was going back, or before they knew they were going back, or before they got the call or anything like that. And I would bet you that Joe has gone through a lot and thought about this. And I think Joe's going to come out and play a much more aggressive game this time around. If Joe ends up with the right old school people, Joe could be sitting at Final Three again. If he ends up with the wrong old school people, like Christian Angelina, he could be the first or second person booted from a disaster tribe.
Q and Joe.
I actually think Q and Joe would get along. I know that sounds crazy, but I actually think they would. Q's not as unpredictable as people make him out to be. He's just crazy.
That's an insane sentence to say.
But it's true.
He's predictable crazy, not...
Q is just so out there and different. But his Survivor gameplay is actually very predictable.
How dare you.
I think Joe and Q would work.
Okay. Joe, what place do you think he gets if you had to put a stamp on it?
Ninth.
You just said he was going to win.
No, I think that he becomes a threat in the post-merge this time around in a way that he wasn't to people last time around.
I'm going to say Joe is a victim of a swap and is 16th to 14th place.
Nice. Nice. Well, that's our episode of Everything You Need to Know About Joe. Blake's former winner pick, who he has just been like, you broke my heart. Blake's given him the...
Not the first time a Joe broke my heart. That's my dad. That's my dad's name.
Oh, is it? There you go. That's good to know. Yeah.
Drama Blake's... dump in the Joe's.
Blake is not in on the name Joe. Okay. Good to know. Well, thank you all so much for listening to this episode. Like this video, subscribe to the channel. Make sure you check out all of our other episodes. We're having these for all 22 people who we've seen play Survivor. And yeah, that's what we got. What do you think about Joe's winner chances? What do you think about Joe in general? Did we cover everything you actually need to know about Joe? Let us know in the comments, and we'll see y'all next time.